Vayter and Shas, we are in Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel. Pick it up on Yud Beis and Beis by the bottom of the page. I think it's 13 lines up. Last one in line is Hahu. Story time. Ahu Gavra, Dr. Spitzifta Das. There's a guy who got engaged with a Machatzela Shalhadas, says Rashi. That's a mat made out of myrtles. Zak the Gemara, Amulei. So they said back to him, I've a less pay Shavaputa. It's not worth a Shavaputa. Amulei says back to him, okay, Tiktush Ba'arba Zuzi Dispa. Let it be married with the four Zuz that are wrapped up inside of it. Shkalta Vishtika, she took it and she was quiet. She didn't say a word. Rashi says, Klomer Nuktala, Veloish Lechisa. She didn't throw it away. She took it, and she was quiet. Amar Rava, Rava says, Hava shtikusa del achamatan mos. This is called, you know, being quiet after receiving the money already. And v'chol shtikusa del achamatan mos, lav klomi. Whenever that happens, it's considered like nothing. It's one thing if, like, she knew what was coming, and then she accepted, and she was quiet, shtika koda. But if she already had it in her hands, she didn't know the money was there. And then he says, okay, with that, so then it wasn't now given to her with that intent. Therefore, it's considered like nothing. And they're not married. Amar Rava. How do we know this? A time in a brisa. Amar La. Let's say a guy says to a man, Kinsi Selazu Bepikadon. Take this Sela as a Pikadon. Guard it. Watch it for me. Because of Amar La. And he says afterwards, once she already has it, it's Gachi Libo. You know, be married to me with it. Shaz Matan Moses, we said at the time he was giving it before she actually took it. Megudeshes. But Acham Matan Moses, after the money is already given, Ratsa Megudeshes. If she wants, she's okay with it, then she can become Megudeshes. Lo Ratsa, ain't a Megudeshes. If she does want, she doesn't have to be Megudeshes. She's not going to be Megudeshes. In fact, what does that mean? My Ratsa, my Lo Ratsa. I was wondering if she wants or does want. Elam Ratsa, Dummer, in, if you want to say Ratsa, means that she says yes, and Lo Ratsa, Mera Lo, Mechlal, and then she doesn't, she says no. Mechlal, Dereisha, when we said Beshad, most at the time that the money was given, Mikudeshes, that they're actually going to end up being married, that implies that when we says that statement over there, and there's no distinction whether she wants or doesn't want, beep, turn the page. Tafyud Gimel. Is Ki Amar Lo Nami Havi Kedushin? And even if she would say no, it would also be considered Kedushin. Says Rashi Bitamiya. Am I? Well, Kamar Lo, but she already said no. She was saying that she doesn't want it. So when it says lo ratsa, it can't just mean some. She says no. Elalav ratsasa damr in. Whether it must be that when ratsasa, if she wants, means when she says yes. Lo ratsasa dishtika mishtika. It's where she's quiet. She doesn't say a word. Rashi says, v'lo ratsa takamar, hakamar, lo amra rotsani. She didn't say that I want. She was just quiet. And we see from here, like we just said before, it's not considered anything. Don't consider that it's good. Rashi says, it's because she doesn't even care. Therefore, it's not a marriage. Frek the Gemara, I kashu ba bepum nahara mishmei derav huna berei derav Yoshua. It was a kasha in this particular town. Me dummy. Can this being quiet by the case of the Brisa, can you compare it to the case which is quiet when he gives her this machatzelis, this mat made out of hadasim? Hasam b'toris pikadon yehavinhu ne'ala. Over there, he gave it to her as a pikadon, you know, as to guard it, to be careful with it. Rashi says, gabe kinsi b'pikadon me'ikara b'toris shmira kabilte. She only accepted it in order to guard it. Ki hadar amar eskachi. When he switches mind, he says, marry with me, but with it. Savra isha dinale. We're going to see like one's going to spell it out. So Hasam b'toris pikadon yavinale. Sava, she thinks to herself, Isha dinaluhu misperi. If I throw it down and it ends up breaking, mechayvda babu. I'm going to be chayiv in it. I'm going to owe him. I have to pay for it. Hacha b'toris kiddushin. Therefore, it's clearly not going to be a marriage. But Hacha b'toris kiddushin yavinale. Over here, he gave the mat for kiddushin, and the money was after inside of it. So ve'i said lonichale. If she's actually lonichale, she doesn't want it. Then lishdinu. Let her just go ahead and just throw it down. Let her just drop it. And she's not going to be scared. So it must be taka that they are married in such a circumstance. Parich Rab Achoy. No. He's coming now to save Rava and say, not true. But holding the money does not show that she's consenting. You want to say that she's consenting? No. Atu kulu nashi dina gemire. What do you want? These women, you think they're holding in shtak halachas? Rashi v'yada kevin de lo kibble in the tirusa Allah. Yishad yalu lo t'chayim. What, she understands these ideas. She's realizing that that since she didn't accept upon herself to go and to actually guard it, that she's not going to be chayev. Hachanami savi, she thinks in her mind, Yishad dinu lo mitbru. She thinks, if I throw it down, I'm going to be chayev mischayav no b'achrei yusayu. I'm going to be chayev for them. Therefore, Rava stays alive, and there's no reason to think that you're not going to think now that they're actually going to be married. They're not going to be married in such a case, and they're comparable one to the next. Okay, Shalcha Rav Acha Bar Rav Lekamei de Ravina. Kahai Gavin and Mai, what's our lacha in such a case? Like, do we say that this woman holds on to it afterwards? He gives it to her and he says, yeah, the money that's inside of it. So, Taka, do we say that at the end of the day that it's considered like the married or not? Shalach Lehi says, Anan lo shmiyala had rav huna bered rav Yoshua. He says, I didn't hear this kasha they asked of like, can you go ahead and compare the two? You can't compare them. I didn't hear that. Atun de shmiyalachu, but you guys who heard it, chushala, you should be choshish for it. And therefore, say that this woman actually has to get a divorce before she marries somebody else, because maybe Taka, you can't compare them, and she's accepting it for Kiddushin. Rashi says, v'tzuchu agita, and she needs a get. Next, Zakta Gemara, study time. Ahi yitza dahava komezabna varshechi. A bunch of different translations over here we have in the Mesosa Shas. What it is, Rashi says it's bundelis, which is explained to be ribbon. The Mesosa Shas brings down to the chavilos meshi. It's bundles of silk. Rabbi Yochanan says it's margolios, it's pearls. Rav Gershon says it's nefes. Shenosanala padachas. Aruch says k'shor meshi. Okay, all different shatim. We're going to go here. It means this idea of bundles or ribbons. Asa, silk ribbon. Asa hu gavra chotof var shechamina. A guy came and grabbed it from her. Amarle, and she says, havani ale. What are you doing? Give it back to me. Yeah, ganav. Pass it back. Amala, he says back to her, Iyavino, Iyavino loch. Mikadishli, if I give it back to her, will you be married to me? Shekalte v'ishtika. She took it back and she was quiet. She didn't say anything. V'omer of Nachman. Nachman says, Yechola lemeimar. She's able to say, in shakli, v'tidi shakli. It's true, I did take it, but I took what was mine. There was no marriage. Esvei Rav of Nachman, that's the kasha of Nachman's statement there. Kitsha begezel of a chamas of a geneva. If a man comes and he gets engaged to a woman, he marries a woman with stuff that he stole or that he stole basically. And some, there's all different forms of stealing. Rashi says, gezel the lawyer of Dami, did he get money? Chamsan to Yav Dami gave money. Avalo nisto bailam, they forced him to do it. They forced him to go and sell it. Ubegeneva. So then, in a way that no one knows it was stolen. Oshachatav selami yadav kitcha, or he grabbed a seller from her hand and he married her with it. Mikudeshes, it's mikudeshes. Oh, so even taking back something that belongs to you, apparently would say that this is mikudeshes. Says, oh, no. Hasam b'deshadich. That case where they're going to be married, where he took the coin from her and gave it back to her, but the shadach rasha shadibar ba kodam lachin. They spoke about it beforehand. The nesratzis, the skashal, and she was okay. She was amicable. She was agreeable to marry him. The hasam kishatka mishum denicha lo. In such a case, she accepted it because she was actually, it was good for her. She accepted it already. Therefore, it's a marriage. Our case, there was no shidduch going on there. They never spoke about this. Therefore, it's no good. Frek the Gemara, how do you make a distinction between whether they spoke about it earlier or they didn't? We not tamer the shanilan bein shadach lo shadach. How do we know that we make a difference between the two cases? The tanya went to the baisa. Amar la, a guy comes to a woman, and as we're going to see, he owes her money, and he says to her, kinsi selazushi nechayev lechi, take this money that I am chayev to you. The chazav amala, and then afterwards he says, eskachilibo, be married to me with it. B'shas matan mos at the time of the money was being given, then ratz mikudeshes. If she wants, it's mikudeshes. Lo ratzasa, and mikudeshes. If she doesn't want, it's not mikudeshes. Meaning before she actually takes the money, she goes and it's up to her to decide. L'achar matan mos, but if after already gave the money, he said it, I feel a ratz and mikudeshes. Even if she wants, it's still not going to be mikudeshes. Why? Because it was her money. He owed her the money. He gave it to her, paying her back. Now she has it, and we start at zero. There's like nothing going on. She's not giving her anything at this stage, and it's finished. My ratza, what does it mean? Again, we say this concept of ratza, lo ratza. What does that mean if she wants or doesn't want? Ile me ratza damer in. If she wants me, she says yes. Lo ratza damer lo, she says no. Ha yishtika have a kiddushin, which then the mashmos of that is that if she's quiet, it's like saying yes, shtika koda, and therefore it's going to be a good marriage. Venisni Mikudeshes stam, let it Venisli Mikudeshes stam. Let it just say Mikudeshes. What does it have to do with if she wants or if she doesn't want? You don't have to write that whole thing out. Just say Mikudeshes. Kihasam, just like we said in the case that we saw in the earlier Brisa. The one we saw in Yud Beis Mabeis about the case of if a man says take this sela as a pikado, then he says be married to me with it. If at the time the money was being given, then Mikudeshes straight up. Why are you saying Ratza Lo Ratza? What's going on over here? So clearly, that's not what it means. So Ella ratza damer in. If she wants, is when she says in. Lo ratza dishtika. When she doesn't want, is when she's quiet. Rashi explains over here that lo ratza dishtika v'kabilte, and she accepts it. She's quiet and she accepts it. I feel hach enim kadeshes. Not married. The ditoshakor. She's taking the thing that belongs to her. Well, the achar mat the most, but once someone is already given, a feel ratza, even if she wants, tamar in lo mikatsha, the meikara kabilte bechovav al ki chadar amra ein lo ein lo Hashem chihadar amra in lo kiyayiv la midi. When she goes and she says, "I want it," he's not giving anything. So back in the Gemara, al ratza tamar in lo ratza deishtika v'katani de'ena mikudeshes. And he says that if the person, you know, says, "Okay, I want to be married to you," while he gives her money, and she doesn't want it, meaning she accepts it, but she's quiet, then ain't a mikdashes, she's not married. My taima, what's pshat being quiet over here? Why don't we say she could go da? Yecholah lemeimar, because we could say, what she meant is, in shakli, if it did, shakli, it's true that I took, but I took that which belonged to me, therefore, it's not married. But now we got ourselves a bit of a web over here. Because ve'elakashahach the kidsha begezel of a chamas begneva, that part of the brisa which we said that a guy who goes in and gets married with one of these three things, one type of robbery stuff, oshachatav selam yada bekidsha mikudeshes, we said straight up that it's mikudeshes. But why can't we just say she'll say back, yeah, true, I accepted it, but I only accepted that which is mine, therefore it's not mikudeshes. Elav shmaminah must be had the shidduch, had the lo shidduch. That's the full circle now, and that's what it means to say that that case is talking about where they already spoke about it, and that's why it's going to be good. The other one's talking about a case where they didn't speak about it, and therefore she's going to say, I accepted it, but I accept that which is mine, therefore it is not married. Let's talk about death. When Ravasi died, we're going to see a bunch of things from Ravasi now. When he died, Ailu Rabbanon Linkutinu L'shmaitse. Nice thing to do, says Rashi. They all gathered in the base medrash, and they said, anyone who heard a Shmuel Chadasha from his mouth, tell us, you know, so we shouldn't be forgotten, we should know what's going on. So, they all got together right now, and Amalu Ahu Meir Abonu Rav Yaakov, Shmeir Rav Yaakov got him, and he says, Hachim Rav Asim, what he says, Amar Rabbi Mani Kishim Shein Isha Nicknames Pachim Shavaputa, just like a woman can't be married unless in a Shavaputa, Kach Ein Karka Nicknames Pachim Shavaputa, so to Karka can't be bought with less than a Shavaputa. We actually saw this earlier. Way back in the beginning of the Masechta. Okay, so that's one teaching that we saw over there. Amr Lohu, Amru Lay, so they said to him, Bahatanya, Berlinton, Abraisa, Alpha Bishani, Shanikis, Bacham Shoruta, Karka Nikis, Bacham Shoruta. We say, even though a woman not Karka can be, what do you say? Amr Lohu says back to him, Kitanya, Kiba Khalipin. That was talking about Khalipin. Khalipin Taka does work. The time was in Abraisa, Konam Bakli. Rashi explains, talking about over here, this is with chalipin, konam kli, you can use a kli, v'yafa b'shein bo shava pruta, even though it doesn't have the value of a shava pruta. But if you're dealing in any sort of kinyan kesef, then it's got to be at least a shava pruta, and if not, it doesn't work. Hadar, another idea, hadar yosef v'kamer, hadar rabbi yudamer shmuel, kol shein yodea b'tiv gittin kedushin, and it was not holding well, and you know how to do gittin kedushin, lo ye lo esi kimon, you better not deal with it. We also saw this earlier. Daftalid, maybe? Hold on. Oh, Vav. Don't mess with it. If you don't know that halacha, don't mess with it, because you could be matter things that really are aser, or aser things that really are mutter, and you're going to end up with bad news. So don't deal with it. I'm Rabbi Asi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. And about that, they said, V'kashin la'olam yoser midor hamabul. The people that deal with this stuff, when they don't know what they're talking about, they are worse to the world than the flood. Shenemar. As the pasuk says, "Alo v'chachish v'rotzoch, v'rotzoch v'ganov v'nov paratzu, v'damim b'damim nago." Swearing falsely and killing and stealing and adultery have broken all bounds, and blood and blood have met. This is Hosea giving the smackdown to Jewish people for doing bad stuff. My mashna, how do you see it over there? The concept of people that are judging are worse than the flood. Kimitargim of Yosef, like Rav Yosef was mitargim, he explained. Moldin benin min shei chavrehon. They bring out children from their friends' wives. Chovin al chovin mosifin. They're adding sin upon sin. Oksivin, the pasuk says right afterwards, al kain te'eva la'aretz. On this, the land is destroyed. Ve'umlam kol yoshiba. And everyone who's in it is going to be displaced. B'chayas asada abof ha'shamayim. From the chay of the field and the of the shamayim. V'gam degei ayam yisaf. And also the fish of the sea. They're going to be knocked out. They're all done. Ve'ilu b'dor ma'abo. And comes Dormabel, lo nigzer gezira al dagim shabayam. It didn't. The dagim yam didn't get nailed. Shenemar mikol sheb becharav amesu v'lo dagim shabayam. V'iluach over here, v'ilu dagim shabayam. Even the dagim shabayam. So what comes out of here is that the judges that are messing up are bringing all these mamzerim. That's going to cause even the fish to die. So that's even worse than the Dormabel, where the fish didn't die. Frek the gemara ve'ema ad da'avid lekulu. Like who says Ravasi that that's pshat? Maybe. We should say that the destruction that's brought over there in Hoshaya is not going to happen until the Yidden do all of the Averis that are brought over there, not just bringing out Mamzerim. That is, maybe what it means is, if you, there's killing and there's stealing and then there's a Mamzerim, all these things are going to bring about. So how do you know that just this idea of Parotsu, of the idea of bringing Mamzerim, that itself is going to bring such a punishment? Maybe it's all of them. Lo, looks like a diet. The Chsev wouldn't have think that, because it says, Ki mepnei Allah of Laharetz. Because of Allah swearing falsely, that's how the land is going to be destroyed. Rashi says, Ba'al Mekhsev, Mia Shamina Mina Da'ach Ha'kol Chada Kamer, Al-Kain, Tofel Da'ha, Allah Chada Me'anach Da'ka Kamehi. It's going on the earlier thing over there, and therefore it comes out that it's any one of these things by themselves are being done. Ve'ema Allah L'chud. Maybe what it means is swearing falsely alone is going to do it. And the other ones also by themselves. Meaning swearing falsely brings his destruction. And then the rest of them, including Mamzerus, is going to bring it. But you don't know Mamzerus itself is going to bring such a punishment. Beep, turn the page. Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Practic Gemara, Miksev Ufaratsu. Does it say Ufaratsu? With the Vav, like a Vav Achibar? It says Paratsu. Just Paratsu by itself. Come to tell you that that itself is going to cause this issue over here, Mamzerim, because of judging inappropriately and incorrectly, and not collectively with everything else. I think so far we saw two teachings, maybe more, but anyway, we see another one now, by Rav Asi. And that is, Hadu Yosef Karma, they said, Hadu Tanan, that which you say in the Mishnah, Kinim, Ha'isha She'evia Chatasa Umesa, a woman who gives birth to a baby, and she brings a Chatas, and then she dies. Yavil Yarshin Olasa. Her Yarshin have to bring a carbon Ola. A woman has a baby, has to bring an Ola and a Chatas. So we're saying now that let's say she brought the Chatas and then she dies. So the Yarshin have to now go out and bring her Ola. Amar Yudah, Amar Shmuel, Vehushe Frishta Mechaim. That's only if she was Mafreshit while she was still alive. Rashi says, Vashmeinan, the Kreva La Acher Misa. Aval, Loshe Frishta. Loshmeinan, Tana Lochuf is a Yarshin, La Kreva Shalon is Chayvu. And the first, let's see the end of the Gemara over here. It says that Amar Aviyud, Amar Shmuel, he says, and that's only if she separated while she was alive. Aval lo if she bechayim, lo if she didn't separate it while it was before she was alive, then not. Shmuel means to be saying that the Mishnah is teaching us that the Ola can be brought even after Misa. We know that we don't bring Karbanos after she's dead, but in this case, when she was already Mafresh, it said it already belongs to Hakdash, therefore they have to go and bring it. Alma Kasavra Shibuda Lavda Raisa. It must be that Shmuel's of the opinion that the stuff, the property of a dead person, is not something which is kasavah shibuda. This is lav d'oraisa. The person's property is not like a guarantee for the person. When the person dies, now they owe the thing. So now the stuff that they leave over should go to it. But it's clearly we see that's not the case, right? Because who does it go to? It goes to the Arshan. The Arshan end up getting it. So we see that shibuda lav d'oraisa must not be that it's d'oraisa that it's going to go. Rav Asi, Rav Yochanan, on that, Rav Asi argues and he says, Afal gav shelo efrisha mechayim, even if she wasn't mafrisha mechayim, even so, the yarshim have to use the nechasim that they get to get an animal to bring us a carbon. Alma kasara shibud avadaraisa. It must be she holds that he's of the opinion that a shibud, this lien, this obligation that you have over here, is daraisa, and even if you didn't separate it, still your property is going to pay it for you. In fact, the Gemara, this isn't a new machlokas. V'apligu b'chada zimna. We know that this machlokas of Shmuel and of Yochanan already argue this. Drav u'Shmuel damer tevayu milva alpeh, that an alpeh loan that's alpeh that's not written down. Ainu govim in the yarshim. You can't take it from the yarshim. Rashi says the shibud alav daraisa. Is not the raisa. V'kol shkem in elkuchos. Aval milva b'shtar hu atzmo shibuda. The kasav lei kol nechsay de isli. Achrayin le'shtara denan. If there's a shtar, then for sure it's going to be out. So he's saying, Rav Shmuel Amar Tavayu Milva Alpeh, Eino Gov Min Yarshim, V'lo Min Elkuchos, you can't take it from the Yarshim, for those inherit, and they can't take it from Elkuchos, someone bought in the meantime. Rav Yochanan V'shalkesh Amar Tavayu, they say, Milva Alpeh, Gov Bein Min Yarshim, Bein Min Elkuchos, you can take, whether it's from the Yarshim or from the Elkuchos. Must be because they hold that it is considered, Shibuda is Deo Raisa. So we see this Machlokis already existed before. Remember, because it's Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan versus Shmuel. So we already saw this Machlokis. Why did you have to have it twice? As Gemara Tzvicha. You need to have both Machloksim. You got to show in both cases. Diit Mar Baha, if you just want to set it in the last case over there, Bahach Kamar Shmuel, say only in that case, when it comes to a loan, is Shmuel going to say that it's not Doraisa. Shibud is lav Doraisa. Mishum delo milvek suva baturi. Because a loan that borrow one from another person, that's not a type of chov that's written in the Torah itself. Rashi says, lo huto alav chova me'es ha-melech. Alam iske me'es ha-atzma, he himself decided to do it. But in the case of a woman who gives birth, now this is something Rashi says, do you let us the mitzvah ha-melechi alel? Right? The alay. Emar chamira kiksuva b'shtar, it's like it's written. Emar modil hu. Le Rebbe Yochanan Rishalkis, maybe say he's maskim. To Rebbe Yochanan Rishalkis, that you have to, that it's like, it's the rice, and therefore it have to be used from the property. Therefore, we say, you have to write it down. She says, no, even there they argue. V'yash mein v'ha. And we just would have brought down the case of the baby. V'halkom Rebbe Yochanan, that's Rebbe Yochanan is going to say that the stuff of the property, the person is going to be held and responsible. The milvah k'suva b'torah k'suva b'shtar dami, because it's written in the Torah, it's like it's written in the shtar. But in the case where it's just one loaning to another, you don't have to go and pay a tzricha, therefore you have to bring both cases. Amar Rav Papa, Papa says, Hilchasa milvah al peh, gove min ha-yarshim. The halacha is a milvah al peh, you can actually take from the yarshim. Ve'ena gove min ha-kuchos, you can take from the inheritors, you know, but you're not allowed to go and take it from the kuchos, someone who bought it. Gove min ha-yarshim, shibuda da-oraisa, you can go from the yarshim, because shibuda da-oraisa, it is da-oraisa. Ve'ena gove min ha-kuchos, but you can't take from the kuchos, the less lay, kala, because there's no coal on it. Rav says, ve'iyu de-ifsed ha-nafshe, even though really midaraisa can be taken, the Chum said that they said no, you can't, so it doesn't end up losing out. There's no way for him to actually know. Okay, that ends that point. We now move on to the next part of the Mishnah. Unbelievable, we're Dafyud Gimel Beis here, but going way back to that Beis. V'kones atzma begetum is the way a woman can be kone herself is to a get if her husband gives a get or her husband dies. Bishlam begetum is in case when it comes to the get. The chsev kus of lot sefer krisos. Because the pasuk writes, give her a sefer krisos, as she says, v'hoisali shacher, and then she should be for someone else. Pasuk clearly ending off saying she could be for someone else, v'hoisali shacher. Avamisis the palaminola, where do we know that from? Says the Gemara, Svaru, it's a Svara. Who asked her of who Sharsa? He asked her, now he's mattering her. That's just Kashena Ba'olam. Nifto Himenu, Sari Bo, Hetrik Shura. They matter this kasha, this knot, this bond, this relationship. Frak the Gemara, Vaha Arayos, what about Arayos? The Asalahu, Velo Sharilahu. Rashi explains, like when he goes and he marries her, so now he asks her from being with other relatives that are related to him, kigon eishes aviv, like v'kalaso v'eishes achia aviv, sha'idei kiddushi abal nesu lekrovav. When the husband dies, lo shorulahu shasuros lekrovav leolam. He's not allowed to be with, she can't be with a son from a previous marriage of his, and the father, his father, his nephew, all these are forever, even though he dies. Okay, good point. From the fact that we know that a Yavama that doesn't have any children, her husband dies, they have no children, she's also to marry someone else. That means to say, if she has children, she's allowed to. Maybe when it says, she's also to the rest of the world, but she's mutter to the Yavam. She has children. She's also to the entire world. So you don't have a rai over there. Says Gemara. Okay, good point. The fact that a kohen gadol can't marry a widower, ha lekohen had yod sharia. A regular kohen is allowed to go and marry her. Who says? Maybe when it comes to a kohen gadol, it's going to be over in Isser Lav if he marries her. But Lukuliyama to the rest of the world, it's going to be over in Asay. What's the Asay? He says a pasuk v'yotze v'hoisa. Says Lukuliyama v'asay v'yotze v'hoisa l'ishacha. She can go and be with someone else. Ayde gerishin. Only if they get divorced can she do that. V'lo ayde misa divishilcha l'zu v'lo l'cheris mashma v'lav abob mechlal asay asay. And a lav that comes from an asay is an asay. And therefore, maybe that's what's happening over there. So the Gemara can't be. Hi asay mayavidite. What would this asay do? Ida hanya misa sabal. If death of the husband is helping to allow this married woman to marry someone else, tishri legamri, then she should be mutter in ganzen entirely. Why does it be an asay that's going to stop her? Ida lo hanya misa sabal, but if the husband's death doesn't help, then tukma b'mosa kamaisa. Let her stay in the original state. And she's also to every person, just like when her husband was still alive. Rashi says, "V'lo itzach l'michtav lav b'kohen gadol." You don't have to write a lav. Says the Gemara, Alamelo. Well, why not? Afikte mimisa. Her husband dying, she'd remove her from misa. Vokimta al asay, that she doesn't get the death penalty, but let it be that she's over in Issa asay. Says the Gemara, right? Where do we find the raya for this? Mida dahava psula mikdashim, like we find by psula mikdashim. Little background to understand over here. We know that animals that are brought as karbanos, they can't have any mumen. And if you have something that's mukdash and it gets some sort of mumen, it can't be brought as a carbon anymore. You have to redeem it from its kedusha with money, and then use that money to go buy another animal and then bring it as a carbon. So mida dahava psula mikdashim, demeikare ispuhu meila. We know that when they're not yet redeemed, there's me'ila. If you go and you use it, then you have a problem. You're over in Issa me'ila. Vasir b'giza v'avodo yinala go, you're not going to shave it and use it and work it. Parkinu, but once you went ahead and you were parkinu, you redeemed it, then in such a case, me'ila, let's put this, no me'ila, b'giza v'avodo asire, but it's still usher to do giza and avoda. So we could say the same thing when it comes to when a woman loses her husband, when she becomes an almana, that is that you have a bigger thing which is moved away, but you still have something less that still applies. So now we have to come up with another answer. Ella mida amar kara, from the fact that it says in the pasuk, pen yomus b'milchama v'ish acher yikachenu. That is, we just read in the last six parsha, mia isha sher, eiras isha v'lo l'kacha yelich v'yosh l'beiso. Go, you got married, you weren't with her yet. Go home, pen yomus, you should die, lest you die in battle. V'ishach yikachenu, someone else is going to take her. So you see that you can go out after death and marry someone else. In fact, Gemara maskel for Rav Shisha b'yidu Rav Yidi, ema man acher yavam. No, maybe we could just say, who's the other person we're dealing with over here? It's talking about the yavam. If you don't have a raya, Rav Ashi, base chuvas dar, two ways of responding. Chada the yavam lo yikre acher. Yavam's not called somebody else. Vod, ksev, it says, usenea ha'ish Acharon, because of a sefer krisus. Oh, ki yamas ha'isha acharon. The pasuk is talking about a woman gets divorced from the first marriage, and then divorced or becomes almana from the second marriage. Ve'iskes misa legerishin, and they have a hekesh of misa legerishin. My gerishin sharia begomeres, just like divorce completely separates her. Af misa sharia begomeres, so too misa also is going to totally separate her, and she's allowed to go marry somebody else. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.